turn up the radio.
Kix Mornings with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Good morning.
On Kix 96.9. Love, lust, or something else? Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Ryan needs us to help a gal he met on Tinder back in February, and she's been ghosting him. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, man, so you're pretty dedicated to trying to meet up with Annie.
Yeah, back from when times were simpler.
Right.
Right. Such a different time.
Right. So tell us about meeting up with Annie and how you guys got together and everything.
Okay, so we, like you said, we met on Tinder and immediately started texting, and she even called me, which was great. I feel like that's a lost kind of experience these days.
Yeah, it's pretty serious.
Right. And so I was like feeling pretty good that she was into me if she called, and the conversation went great, and then we decided to go to Hopcat, which was fun.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, yum.
And I thought everything went great. Have ran through the date 100 times in my head, didn't F up anything that I can think of, and talked a lot, movies, hobbies, even sex and stuff like that.
Whoa.
Oh.
Wow.
And I don't know. She suggested that we don't have a sleepover afterwards, which I was totally cool with, and we hung out for a couple hours. I walked her to a lift. She hugged me, kind of like a longer hug that felt like a nice way to end it. And she said, I'll talk to you later. And nothing now. No responsive text. Or I tried to call her once. I don't want to do it more than once. I thought it'd be weird.
Right.
So when you say that she suggested you didn't have a sleepover, did you suggest that you two have a sleepover?
Oh,
and
that's
then
a good
point. She kind of shot you down?
No, we were just, I think, talking, and things were kind of getting, maybe the conversation was getting hot and heavy, and then it was like, all right, it's winding down, and I think she felt like she just should say, like, not tonight.
Ooh, I got
it. And I was like, yes, I think it would have been a little bit weird and fast, honestly, to do it.
Okay, I got it.
All right.
Is it possible? Like, one thing that I think could be a crazy turnoff, because you mentioned that you guys talked about sex a lot, so, like, you know, balancing the checkbook is what we call it. You don't still refer to it as humping, do you? Because that could be a major turnoff. See, your reactions prove my point. Okay.
I had a couple drinks, but I don't think I said the word.
All right,
humping.
You were like, everybody's humping around.
I mean,
ain't nobody humping around, is what she said back. None of that?
I don't think
good.
That
happened. Not that people. I remember.
Okay, good.
Good.
Right.
Now, you didn't tell her, like, hey, super into the old Alabama slammer, so if you want to get over to the house, I could show you what that is or anything like that.
No, he's just Googling.
There was no, like...
No.
If you did that,
nothing
we can't help
I
you.
Nothing I said rhymed.
Okay. All right.
Nothing
good.
I said
fair.
Rhymed.
Nothing
okay,
you said
you
rhymed.
That's
okay.
That's valid.
I'm just making sure because it was like because that's you know first date if you guys are heading in that direction with conversation for then
true.
Not even to get a kiss on the way out the door
just
also true
kind of weird you know what I'm saying like that feels like
I agree.
Maybe where that's coming from.
All right.
Yeah, the no kiss is kind of something. I don't know. I agree.
Okay.
Maybe she just wasn't feeling it.
Which is
you were fun to hang out with, just not feeling the spark.
Not maybe. Dateable.
Yeah. You're dateable, just not for her.
Right. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Maybe.
I didn't mean. Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew a guy that used to refer to it as Canadian wrestling. Is that maybe like something
now
like
he's
that
just
that
Googling
you said?
All kinds of stuff.
No, I'm just saying. Like I knew somebody who did that, and maybe you were like, "Hey, let's go back to my place and Canadian wrestle," and she was like, "That sounds strange to me."
Is that with maple syrup or without?
I don't know.
No, I don't have any names like that.
All right. Didn't call it the birds and the bees, because that's kind of old-fashioned.
That's really old-fashioned.
I right, well, would have been like, all right, Grandpa. You know what I mean? Okay.
All right, well, Brian, we'll call Annie and see if we can figure out what the issue is at least. And who knows, maybe once all this stuff blows over and you guys do connect and want to keep talking via phone or online, that we can maybe set up a date on
you
us.
You guys could have the old mattress mamba one of these days.
After the virus, containment is lifted, all right?
Right.
That sounds great.
All right. Thanks.
Stay put. Here's what's next with the JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
What do you think went wrong just on first impressions from Brian and our conversation with him? What do you think went wrong on the date? You can let us know in GIF form on Twitter and Facebook at KX969. And win our admiration if you happen to get it right.
Because yeah.
Lucky you.
We have plenty of that to pass around, too, mm-hmm. let me yes, tell you.
We do.
Now the conclusion to Date 'Em or Dump 'Em with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
It's all with Brian and Annie and a Hopcat date gone wrong. Something happened during the date that was a turnoff to Annie, and that's why Brian got a hug and a goodbye and, hey, see you soon. And the friend zone is now being thrown around in gift form as well.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
That she felt he's more of a friend versus yeah. Somebody to date. Let's find out from Annie with Date 'Em or Dump 'Em.
Hello?
Hi, we're looking for Annie.
This is she.
Hi, Annie. It's JP, Liz, Husker Nick, the Kix Morning Show. How are you?
Oh, my God. You guys, you actually caught me.
What do you mean caught you?
Uh-oh.
Okay.
I think I'm like fairly certain I've been able to dodge you a couple of times before. So
you know that we're calling yeah. about Date 'Em or Dump 'Em.
Yep.
And
that's
it. And you've dodged us before.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Well, I focus on ghosting if like a date doesn't go very well. So
yeah, right. Same.
Liz is the same way. Yeah.
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 It's just better. Mm-hmm. I don't want to hurt any feelings. It's not to
Uh-oh.
I don't want to like have to have a confrontation about it and all that stuff.
Okay.
So do you even know who we're calling you about? If yeah, this is something you do,
true. It sounds like it's a common thing. Do you
yeah.
want us to tell you who we're calling about?
I mean, I've been on a couple dates lately, but you could let me know.
What does the name Brian and Hopcat
she is savage.
Come to mind?
I like her.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So, okay, you do remember Brian, all right?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
So give us the lowdown. What happened?
Yeah.
I mean, Brian was okay. I would have gone out with him again, but of course, you know, thanks Corona.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, the chemistry was it kind of ruined it for me.
Okay, how?
Why?
Well, he mentioned that he grew up like without a lot of money, which really doesn't bother me at all. You know, like he has a great job and everything, but I think that might affect how he does some things.
Okay. It was like, did he break out coupons or gift cards or something?
We love a saver.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, like when we were a Hopcat, he said the words that he liked to maximize his buzz.
Okay.
So he doesn't spend too much money on drinks. So then he drinks his beer through a straw, which is fine. Like, you know, get a straw from the bar. Like, that's cool.
Does that make you drunk faster?
I guess.
I think it'll just make you gassy.
Yeah, I think it just makes you fart and have a distended tummy.
Yeah.
But I might be wrong on that.
Beer's well, not the meant thing to be is, he brought his own metal straw, you know, which, like,
okay.
Like, so, that's like, awesome.
He, like, pulled out of his pocket and he just had a straw with him?
Yeah, he, like, pulled out this, like, extendable metal straw, and it was just so weird to me.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even know that this was a thing, that you could do this, like, through, you know, like, I don't know. It was just really weird, and it totally threw me off, and I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I didn't want to be judgy on this one, but drinking beer through a straw alone is weird to me.
Right.
I just can't have it. I just can't do it.
Especially at Hopcat, because they have all good beers.
I know.
Beers.
It's all great beer there, too.
So you're just doing it a disservice.
Yeah.
And he thinks that it makes him drunk faster, I think, is what you said.
I think that's the biggest thing here, is that that's not even right.
Yeah, it's like not something that you say on a first date.
I'm not going to lie. It sounds like something you would do, JP. I'm
Me?
Sorry.
I can picture you drinking
can
beer
Can you not picture
straw?
Him being like, guys, I'm going to get a buzz quicker today. And he pulls his metal straw out and just starts drinking.
I don't even drink beer.
His apple beer.
Yeah, I was going to say, he doesn't even drink beer.
I drink ciders. That's what I primarily focus on.
Okay.
All right, well, let's bring Brian into this. As you know, it's Date 'Em or Dump 'Em. Brian. It's the issue is your maximizing of your buzz.
All right. Well, I think that would be a little weird, but now that we're in the coronavirus time,
this was before that.
Yeah. This was before Brian.
That
was
before Corona. Sir, do not blame your lack of ability to drink out of beer normally on the coronavirus. That is, wow.
Corona did a lot, but it didn't do this.
Oh, you can't. Jeez, it's already got a terrible rap. It doesn't need that added to it.
What about it's better for the environment that I bring my metal straw?
What if you
don't need to drink it through
beer?
A straw, Brian.
Right. I just Googled it.
A glass.
Apparently it does not anything for you, according to the National Institute of Alcohol and Abuse and Alcoholism.
Brian, really? I'm seriously worried for your intestinal tract.
Yeah, dude.
All right, well, maybe I'll leave the straw at home.
I just don't want you to have a distended tummy and be tooting when you're on dates.
That's, you don't need that a would probably, tummy ache on top of everything.
Yeah. Man.
Uh-oh, Brian's getting quiet like JP does when he's mad.
I know.
Brian, we're not trying to make you mad, man. We're just trying to let you know what went down.
Yeah, dude. I feel bad.
No, I know. I'm just thinking I probably shouldn't have busted out the straw now that I'm hearing everybody's opinion on it.
We're trying to be good friends and let you know. Like JP used to sing to himself doing selfie videos while shaving, and we shot that down so hard, and now he doesn't do it. And it took a lot of shaming, but we got him there. And we're just trying to be good friends with you too, my man.
Yeah. I think shaming could be good in some situations.
If it's coming from the heart,
right?
It's coming from our heart here.
People
we
care.
You know what I mean? That's where we're at on this thing.
No, I appreciate the tough love.
Okay.
I really do.
All right, good. Because we love you.
Because we just do. We want you to be successful.
Yeah.
So other than the straw issue, Annie, you said it seemed like you guys had a pretty good connection. You were doing pretty good.
We did fine.
Yeah.
But,
Annie, are you lying?
I mean, it's just like, I think he had a better time than I did. So,
apparently.
Okay. All right. Well, I was going to offer up a date once all of this stuff goes by.
Yeah.
For the two of you to try again. But if you're not into going out again.
I think I'm okay.
Okay. All right. Well, Brian, there you go. At least now you know.
Sorry, Brian.
Sorry.
No worries. Thanks for the help, guys.
I love how positive you are, Brian.
Yeah, dude. Thank you.
Get back out there. Get swiping on Tinder and then load up some dates.
Right, exactly. Just load it up and
hit us back up after this whole deal's done. We'll try to hook you up with maybe a round two at Hopcat for you. You can take
there you go.
And we'll get you a gift card or something to take out there.
Yes.
Awesome.
Just don't bring us. They'll get mad in that place too if you drink out of a straw.
Really?
Oh gosh, yes. Have you ever asked them if they've got?
Because they're like beer connoisseurs.
They're not happy with you.
I'm glad I don't drink Busch Light.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Brian, thanks for getting a hold of us. Annie, thanks for listening. And
great
and
people.
Just, thanks for taking our phone call finally. And good luck, both of you.
Thanks.
There you go. So it's the metal straw he pulled out of his pocket and drank out of a beer with.
I have to say, he was so positive and sweet.
Right?
Yes, he was very nice. Still a monster for drinking beer with a straw, but he was very nice.
What a little sweetie.
No. If you need our help with any dating issues, we're here for you on Tuesdays and Thursdays with Datem or Dump 'Em. Something new to try along with us and Netflix in minutes with Kicks. Don't have to leave.